Well, Tom, we're stood here in Thruxton, and it looks like it might just have stopped raining, but an interesting first practice session this morning. What was it like?
Yeah, well, I've been coming here for 9 years, and not once have I ever driven a track in a wet. I've asked up and down the paddock, and Jason Plato is the only one that remembers a wet session or snow, and that was in 1997, when I was 7 years old, so we're going back a little way. So honestly, it was just discovery out there for me. Tried to do as many laps as humanly possible, figure out what the line is, you know, tried a few different setups, but overall feeling happy. I've got a smile on my face, feeling quite confident, so yeah, it's good. After a wet session around Thruxton, confidence is king, so it's always good to have a smile on your face.
What's it like going through Goodwood here in the wet? Because that's the one you're smiling, because that corner brings a smile to everybody's face, isn't it? It's the hang-on corner.
It's, yeah, and they've resurfaced it, and in the dry that gives you more grip, but in the wet, the new surface is a tad more slippery. So the wind direction is pushing you off at Goodwood as well, and it's helping you at Church. So Goodwood's a difficult corner today, but, you know, it's one we have to deal with. I feel confident driving around it, and I don't think I'm too bad in the middle sector. I think compared to Sutton, we were losing most of our lap time in sector one. Just, I think, him beasting the first chicane really a little bit better than I did. But, you know, we've still got work to do. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty happy I've driven. You know, if it was wet week qualifying, I feel confident I can put it in the top six. So that's where I want to be.
Yeah. The weather potentially could change before the qualifying session this afternoon, which means the track might dry out slightly, could get a little bit warmer, a degree or two, which means that all the work you've done this morning just has to stay in the data sheets and you start again, I guess.
Well, not really. I think, you know, if it does dry for qualifying, which it could do, I mean, the wind's high, it just needs to stop drizzling, and then it probably will dry quite quick. It'll benefit the drivers that have stayed in the same car for multiple years, and I've been in this car, the same car, for 2 years. This is my third year now, and a lot of drivers have changed, so, you know, I'm hoping that'll just give me that little bit of confidence. You know, I've driven this car around here in anger a lot, so who knows. I mean, you go into qualifying and the usual lot are always going to be at the front, aren't they? You know, this is a front wheel drive hunting ground traditionally, so, you know, Camish in the BTC Norling car, and you've got, you know, Shedden, Ingram, all of them have had wicked success around here in the past, so who knows. I mean, my aim here, I think, in a rear wheel drive is to try and be top six, top eight, and I'll be happy with that.